folks are wondering about 2020, and there'll be some decision points during the next legislative session on that. Is reinsurance the way to continue to go on this?
What we're going to do is look at what kind of success we've had, see if there's a better model that we can use. We really do want to optimize any time you're taking taxpayer money. We want to optimize its impact. If you remember, we used to have the Minnesota Comprehensive Assessment that was our market stabilization tool prior to the Affordable Care Act, and that model is worth reevaluating in light of reinsurance having this impact. But I also think other states have started to use market stabilization tools. We want to make sure that we are continuing Minnesota's long legacy of being innovative leaders in health coverage and health care.
But it would be fair to say that Republicans in the Senate will look at alternatives to reinsurance in the 2020 legislative session?
There will be a market stabilization tool. We don't know exactly what that will be, but we want the markets to know that we're not going to change their environment in a destructive way. We're not going to take away MSHA like the Affordable Care Act did. The amount of disruption that this market's gone through calls on us to keep it stable.
Let me read you, and you're probably aware of this, of what the governor said about reinsurance specifically in light of the reductions announced today. He says about reinsurance specifically, he's calling it in the case of last legislative session, a $543 million taxpayer-funded subsidy to health insurance companies. And he goes on to say, we cannot sustain, and Minnesota taxpayers cannot afford to keep footing the bill for big insurance companies. We need a long-term sustainable solution that will lower prices while providing high-quality health care options for all Minnesotans. He's not supporting reinsurance. Let me ask you about that first. He's clearly opposed to that.
And yes, of course he would be opposed to it because the governor believes the government should be the answer for everything. And so he's going to look to a government solution. Republicans are going to look forward. What if we looked at allowing individuals to contract with their primary care provider so that they would have more choice? We put in place co-ops to give farmers, particularly who have a much more difficult insurance market, to give them a choice by having co-ops available. We're going to continue to look for options for Minnesotans, but we do know that a stable, healthy insurance market has long been part of Minnesota's health care coverage solution.
Obviously, this is a fairly prominent issue in the race for governor. And the Democratic candidate, Tim Walz, has gone even beyond what the governor has advocated when Governor Dayton wanted a Minnesota Care buy-in option. But Congressman Walz is talking about single payer, and I assume that you're adamantly opposed to that.
Yes. Even the state of Vermont couldn't make a single payer plan work. California looked at it. They couldn't make it work. And unfortunately, candidate Walz hasn't had to stand up to a lot of scrutiny on this issue. It's easy to make promises. It's tough to actually pay for the promises you make. And one of the things that's continually missed in the Minnesota care buy-in question, what happens to rural hospitals when their reimbursement from private insurance goes away? Nobody's answering that question. And so my challenge in the remainder of the election is to ask the candidates on the Democrat side, what happens to greater Minnesota care systems when we have all government funding and no private insurance, because the cross subsidy is huge? And so, again, they make pretty easy promises, and they never have to answer that tough question.
Can the budget afford single payer? State budget, Senator?
Well, if you just tell people, if you tell doctors, hospitals, nurses, this is what you're getting paid and you must provide care, then there might be a way. But I don't know how many doctors would work for much less than they are now.
Okay. So what is your assessment of how big an issue this ought to be in voters' minds as they start presumably gathering some information prior to making a decision on the 6th of November?
I think the healthcare should be part of the mix, but really the direction is, do you want more government control of your healthcare or do you want less? Minnesota's healthcare is not significantly better for all the turmoil that the Affordable Care Act has put us through. We spent hundreds of millions of dollars on the MNsure website that could have been spent on actually providing care to people. We have waste, fraud, and abuse in our MA program that the legislative auditor has brought forward. So the question needs to be, do you want more government involvement in healthcare or less? We all agree there needs to be a safety net for those people who are hit with tragedies, but do you need the government involved in everyday care of citizens?